Hello, friends. Greetings from the throne of grace to you all. Wherever you're listening from, all over the world, you're welcome to the Truth Talk podcast. And if this is your first time, I want to say a big welcome to this podcast. It is a privilege to be able to encourage you with the Word of God and to share the gospel with you. And in this podcast, all we do is exalt Jesus Christ, because he is the desire of all the nations and the hope of this world. And we desire to spread the message of hope to the ends of the earth, to people who feel like they have none. It is only Christ that can be the hope over your life. Where there is life, there is hope. Where there is a life in Christ, there is always hope, because he is the joy of our salvation. Amen. So, child of God, wherever you're listening from, I want to say welcome. You're loved by God. And that is where I want to start this off, that you should know that God loves you beyond every reasonable doubt. He understands your mistakes. He understands even when we act foolish, we act in anger, act in anxiety, we act in worry. He understands our foolishness. He understands our mistakes. It doesn't affect his love or how he loves you. The book of Romans chapter 8 makes us to understand that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. That is how awesome our God is. So wherever you are, feeling distraught, looking at your mistakes, listen, stop looking at your mistakes and look at Christ, because he loves you. The Christian faith, our faith in Christ, is based on two things. The first one is knowing him, which is a state of being, believing, trusting Jesus Christ. And the second state is dependence, which deals with obedience. We depend on God, on the Holy Spirit, and the finished work of Christ. So first, we press on to know him, and it gives us this hunger to remain faithful to him. Our faithfulness is based on the truth that God is always faithful. He has a track record of doing good. He's consistent in doing good. And he has called us to a system. The moment we receive our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are signed and we are built and we are brought into a system that we can only operate through faith. Faith in the world? No, but faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in his word. Faith in the word of God. And that is why us Christians need to live by the word of God. Let the word of God be a roadmap. Let it be a standard for our life. Let us take it as a daily meditation that will help us in this journey of life. Let us not be distracted by what we see on social media. So many of those things do not encourage us. They feed our fears, but they never ever pump up our faith. It is by the word of God that you energize your faith. And the word of God says that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. It is continuous hearing of the word of God. That is what we need at this time. Let us have words of encouragement. We are first encouraged by the word of God, and then we can encourage others. So let us not be those ones that feed the fears of people around us, but let us affect the lives of people positively by the word of God. Feed them faith. That is all we need at this time. Feed them faith. So if you have friends that feed your fears, or if you have a circle of people that only feed your fears, take heed, because they are not going to lead you to a place of faith where you will see the results that you need, but they will only add to your problems. So ask the Lord to make a separation. And separate yourself from those circle of friends. focus more on the Word of God, build up your faith by the Word of God, listen to inspirational words inspired by the Holy Spirit of God that will build up your faith. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That is a word of faith. That is a word of affirmation. It makes you stop worrying about yourself in the sense that your performance is telling you that through the strength of Christ, you can do all things. So many of you are tired of trying because you've been trying by yourself. You've never tried with the strength of Christ. But Christ is saying that you can do all things through Him, through Christ, who strengthens you. And that should be the word of faith. It should relieve you. It should relieve you because Christ is a burden bearer. His burden is light and His yoke is easy. That is what Christ is. So let Christ be your strength today so that you can do all things. So stop looking at your mistakes. Everyone makes them. Everyone makes them. If you are to walk with Christ, first, you need to know Him and you also need to depend on Him. Depend on His finished work on the cross. You see, on that cross, Christ held our hand and the hand of God and brought us together. It is sin that separates man from God. But Christ brought peace between man and God. The wages of sin is death, the Bible tells us. But He who knew no sin was made sin for you and I, so that through His death, we can now confess that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. So on that cross, a sinless man, a man that never sinned, never made a mistake, took all the mistakes of this world, your mistake and mine, future, present, past, present, future, He took all of them to that cross. And He received the penalty of sin. He died. But praise be to God, He didn't remain on the grave. He overcame death. He overcame sin and rose up the third day. So that is where our faith lies, in the finished work of Christ, that we are forgiven, we are made righteous, because righteousness is a gift from God. So we freely receive that gift that is made available. You say grace is the hand that supplies, but faith is the hand that receives. So by the love of God that He has for mankind, He has made salvation, this gift of righteousness, free for all. But it is only those that receive it who get it. It is only those that by their free will choose Christ that will enjoy the benefits of being in Christ. So take your mind off your sin, off your mistakes, the foolishness that we've made, the mistakes that we've made, take your mind off it. And look on to Christ, and you see redemption in the cross. You see redemption in the face of Christ, because He does not condemn us. He doesn't condemn us. The power of sin has no hold over us, because Christ is in us and He is for us. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we talk about the Christian faith, it is about knowing God and depending on God. Knowing God and depending on God. We must remain and remind ourselves of the work of Christ on that cross. It keeps it fresh. Let it be fresh in our minds. That is the basis of our belief. It gives us the energy to continue in faithfulness. We go back and we draw from that cross. So today you see so many situations, you see so many people around you, maybe your circle of friends, and you know there are some kinds of people that always like to find fault, always want to condemn you and remind you of your past. Sometimes the devil comes in the form of thoughts in our minds and say, why do you think you are qualified to get this thing that you hope for? You will once, you know, start mentioning the sins you used to commit. But your reply should be, yes, yes, I did those sins. But praise be to God, for Christ has risen. He died and he rose. And because he died with my sin. I am no more a slave to sin. So whenever there is an obstacle that brings condemnation to you, speak the victory of Christ. We are not fighting for victory. Christ has already won. We are speaking from victory. We are fighting from victory. Praise the name of the Lord. So let Christ be glorified in everything that you do, even in your speech, in your thoughts, in attacking problems, in solving problems. Let Christ be glorified, because it is only He that has the solution to all of life's problems and circumstances. So Christ loves us. God loves us. He isn't coming to pour His wrath on us. He loves us. No matter your mistakes, no matter what people point out at you, no, keep on referencing the past. God does not see your past. He sees your future, and your future is with Christ. In fact, your present right now is in Christ. He sees you as He sees Christ. Because as Christ is in heaven, so are we here on earth. Amen. So there are certain things that we need to hold on to at all times, whether in good or in bad times. We need to depend on God's word. In the good times and in the bad times, we need to depend on God's words. You know, sometimes people put their focus, you know, I need God's word for the bad times. You know, when the going goes bad, I need the word of God to encourage me. What happens when the going gets good? You also need the word of God to encourage you. You also need the word of God to put you in focus. You also need the word of God to keep you in the will of God, so that we don't become prideful and feel like it is us. You know, we are the ones that achieves this and this and this and that. So we try to become the gods of our own life. No, every good and perfect gift comes from Him, the Father of light. He is the owner and the chief supply of everything good that has happened in your life. Even that idea that you had to make that app, He was the one that first sponsored it into your heart. So He is the source of everything, every good thing. The source is from God. So let that mind be in you, that even when you do a nice gesture, it's not because you're good, but because the goodness of God is in you. Where is the source? The source is in Christ. He is the sponsor of every good idea, of every good thought. So many inventions have been made, you know, like the rocket, like the aeroplane and all that. These were all born out of the inspiration of God. So let us acknowledge God in all our ways. In the good times, in the bad times, we need the word of God. That should be the standard of our lives. So there is no person in the universe that is more loving, that is more kind, merciful, forgiving, like the Almighty Father. He is your Father, and you need to know this. There's nobody in the universe that is more loving than God. His love is without blemish. His love is without condition. His love is without corruption. His love is without nepotism. You know, you cannot bribe God to love you. He loves you freely. He loves us freely. But what we see around is many people do not receive the love of God. It is until you receive the love of God and know that God loves you. That is what causes you to love your fellow man. That is what causes you to love your wife. That is what causes you to love your job. However tasking the job is, the Lord supplies grace for you to excel in your job. So have this at the back of your mind. Have this in the front of your mind, that there is no one in the universe more loving, more kind, more patient, more forgiving, more compassionate than our Almighty Father in heaven. I want you to start seeing God as your Father, because that word Father has backed up responsibilities. So anybody that bears the title of Father has a responsibility of providing, of protecting. So God is your Father. No matter how the representative of your earthly father is or was to you, whether good or bad, God supersedes every earthly father's. He is the first and only Father, good Father, that has the best plan and the best expectations for us, because He is loving, He is kind, full of mercy, compassion, full of patience. His love is pure and genuine. So do not let your mistakes hold you down. Everyone has made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Even the people you admire make mistakes. But what happens? What's the difference? They always run to the Father. They always go to God. So no matter how gruesome your mistakes are, do not let your mistakes hold you down. God doesn't remember them. He doesn't remember them anymore. You're not the one that forgives. It is He that forgives. And He says to you that, I remember your sins no more. You are the only one that remembers them. So do yourself a favor and do not let your sins and your mistakes hold you down. Because why? You have a loving Father who does not remember your sins any longer. So let that word sink into your heart today. No matter the mistakes, however gruesome it is, however cumbersome it is, you know, whether it's pursuing you or it's your past, whatever it is, do not let it hold you down. Look to the cross. Whenever the devil brings it back to you, do you know what? Tell the devil, the Lord has forgiven me. Whenever you see yourself going into that circle of sin or circle of behavior or mistakes that you made before, just ask the Lord for forgiveness. Just tell Him, Lord, it has come again. I'm sorry, but I believe that Christ has made me righteous and I have authority and victory over sin. Continue professing the word of God. And the word of God for your life today is, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. The work of Christ on that cross has made you free from every law of sin and death. You are made righteous in Christ. Receive the righteousness that Christ has given unto you, provided by grace. And the only way you can receive is by faith. The Bible also makes us to know that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And we see that in the book of John chapter 3, verse 3. We need to accept Christ, and we accept Him by faith. Except a man be baptized and born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You get baptized by the Spirit by putting your faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, who has made it possible for us to come boldly into the throne of grace. We have an inheritance in Christ, and we can only get that inheritance in Christ through faith. It is faith that pleases God. He said, whoever comes to God must believe that He is first, meaning that He exists,
And he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God rewards those that seek him. Are you seeking God today? Have you made God the Lord of your life? Have you made Jesus the Lord of your life? Because a believer is one who lives a surrendered life to Jesus Christ. And we see that in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It is an invitation that God has given to us. So if you've got your Bibles, if you've got your phones, go to the book of Matthew chapter 11, and let's read from 28 together. Are you there? You're quite slow, huh? All right, let's go together. 1, 2, 3. And this is Jesus Christ saying, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The yoke of Christ is easy. There is no depression in Christ. There is no trauma in Christ. There is no anxiety in Christ. He's asking you for an exchange. Take his yoke. It is easy. Take his burden. It is light. This is an exchange. This is an invitation of love. I'm ready to rid you of all the stress you've been through. I'm ready to rid you of all the sicknesses you've been through, the depressions you've been through, the divorce, the expectations, the demand that you get from society, the insecurities. I am ready to rid it off you. Take my yoke upon you. Come unto me. You have all labored. We are all heavy laden. There are debts. There are all manner of wickedness going on. Killings, kidnappings, floods, earthquakes. All sorts of calamities going around us. Pandemics, epidemics. Different names that we can't pronounce. You know? There are diagnoses. There are all manner of things going on. There's confusion in the family, in the home, even in ourselves. But the Lord is saying, an invitation of love to you. Come unto me. Take my burden. It is light. Take my yoke. It is easy. Why? Because he loves you. He cares for you. This is the heart of God towards you. No matter how depressive the thoughts are, no matter how heavy your heart has been, are you going through grief? Take the yoke and the burden of Christ. This is an invitation of love. And you can only receive by faith. Amen. So a believer is one who lives a surrendered life to Jesus Christ. Our faith is that Jesus Christ is the only true God. We have not been able to excel in Christ because of the confusions that we have. We cannot be both spiritual and material at the same time. Same way you can't be facing one direction and the other direction at the same time. You have to choose one. We cannot be spiritual and material at the same time. Material means just trusting in your own self, trusting in the things that don't last. Like money. Money doesn't last. A lot of people put their trust in money. But when COVID came, people had money, but they couldn't use it. People were dying, but money couldn't save them. These are all superficial things. They are all material things. Our own ideologies have failed. Our governments have failed. The philosophy has failed. The science research has failed. But it is only God that never fails. So you cannot be both spiritual, which is connecting with Christ, depending on Christ, and material at the same time. You have to face one direction at a time. So make the right choice today and choose Christ. Because in Christ, you have everlasting life. In Christ, you have liberty, true freedom. You have true forgiveness of sins. You have true repentance. In Christ, you have true deliverance from health challenges, from mental challenges. He doesn't give you mental health. He takes care of our mental health. In fact, he gives us mental wealth. We are wealthy in Christ. Emotionally, physically, spiritually, we are wealthy. Inside out transformation. So choose Christ and not superficial things. Choose Christ and not superficial things. Your mind can neither, your mind can either be material or spiritual. It can never be both. Choose Christ and have everlasting wealth. Inside out transformation. You may look beautiful at the outside, but the inside, you know you're dying slowly. That is because of the presence of sin. But the moment you choose Christ, you have life. Life and life everlasting, because Christ has conquered sin and conquered death. So remove fear and doubt. The moment you remove fear and doubt from your life, you are a child of God. Because no child of God can walk in fear or in doubt. Because first, they have come to know him. And secondly, they have come to depend on him. And when you depend on Christ, there is no fear. Automatically, you move in love. The more we submit to Christ, the more we submit under his authority, his lordship, knowing that he has the best for our lives, because he is the good shepherd, we will live a life of love, a life of wealth, a life that is not natural to the circumstances that we see around us. Even in the midst of chaos, we have a joy and a peace inside of us because Christ is in us. Christ is our light. He's the joy of our salvation. He's the light of our lives. Why should we be afraid? In Christ, there is no fear. In Christ, there is no fear. In Christ, there is no unbelief. In Christ, there is no doubt, because these are all characteristics of people that are not child of God. People that are not child of God lives in fear, lives in doubt, lives in unbelief, lives in anxiety. Why? Because they feel like there's no way out. They don't have a father, but we have a father that even in the times of fear, we can go to him and say, Dad, I am afraid, but he doesn't condemn us. He gives us the grace. He affirms us with his word and gives us the confidence to stand. It is only he that gives us the confidence to stand and to withstand the challenges and circumstances that are unfavorable to us. So let your hope, let your joy, let your crown be fixed in the presence of God and his coming. Because one day Christ will come again, and it is really, really soon. He will come again for his bride. As Christians, we are the bride of Christ. He is the bridegroom, and he will come. He will come for us. He will take us to his bosom, where there is joy, where there is no sickness, where we will be in health, where we will be alive, where we will be full of life, full of joy, full of peace, where there is no sorrow, there is no pain. But we can only achieve that when we receive the free gift of salvation, which he has made available through his love for us. So if you're here today and you've never made Christ your Lord and your Savior, you've never received him into your heart, or perhaps you had before, but you're not sure if you're in the will of God, or you feel like you've backslidden out of his love, you know, he still loves you. And you can reaffirm your love for him by saying this prayer. You say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for forgiving me for all my sins. I thank you for forgiving me from all my sins. I thank you that you were made a substitute on the cross and you received the penalty of death for me to live. You received shame. You received all my sicknesses. You received all my sins for me to stand and proclaim that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your sacrifice for my life. I thank you for your love. I thank you that now I live by faith, in knowing that you have finished the work on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. I proclaim you as my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Amen. So if you've made that prayer, the Lord loves you. We're so happy. I'm so happy that you've made that prayer. You've made that decision to follow Christ. And the only way you can continue in following is by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. So if this is your first time on this platform, you're welcome to join us again. I'll be so excited to have you with us. Continue hearing the gospel message. Continue spreading the gospel message. And if you've made that prayer, I want you to send a message to the email attached to this message, and would love to hear from you. We would love to give you resources that will help you in your walk with God, that will build your faith and not feed your fears. And the name of the Lord will be glorified in your life, in your family, in your community, in your country, wherever you are. The Lord will be glorified because he is now living in you. That is the transformative work of Christ, and it is only done by his love for you. Amen. So this is the end of today's message. I pray that the Almighty God, by his mercy and his love, will inspire you through the power of the Holy Spirit, will heal you from all your diseases, whatever pains in the neck, in your elbows, knees, your ankles, your back, your lower back, your chest, your stomach, your eyes, your ears, whatever you're feeling pain. Let us pray together, believe God for healing. And I believe that by the power in the name of Jesus, every pain, wherever that pain is in your body, command that pain to leave now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your complete healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. And the Almighty God has made healing available for every one of us. It is the children's prayer. So receive your healing now, child of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand up and walk. Open your eyes and see. Open your mouth and speak. Let your ears be open and you hear. cancer be gone, that lung disease be gone, that respiratory disease be gone, every blockage in your organs, in your system, be released now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your healing, every diabetes, lupus, whatever name the Lord has given us, a name above all name, and that name is Jesus Christ. So I speak the name of Jesus Christ, and I command that disease, that medical condition, to be healed and receive your full healing right now, instant healing right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The Lord prosper you all. Whatever you put your hands into, you will be blessed. You're protected from every kidnappers, every worker of darkness that is out there to kill, to steal, and to destroy. The Lord's seal of ownership, which is His blood, is on your head, and no power, no man, no agents, no forces will come to take your life. There won't be any loss of life or properties. Because you're saved, your entire household is saved. The Lord bless you, keep you. May His face shine upon you. His love is on you. He's smiling on you right now. Receive the love of Christ. Receive His love. And may He give you His peace, His wholeness, His shalom. May it be upon you and your community and your country. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord bless you. So those that have prayed for healing, as you receive your healing, write to us to the email attached to this message. We'll love to hear from you. We'll love to hear from you. And we'll love to also send you words of encouragement. These testimonies of healing is what encourages other people too, that they also can believe that the Lord will heal them too. It is the Lord's desire to heal. It is the Lord's desire to heal. So thank you so much for your time. Do come back again. And the Lord bless you and keep you in His love. Amen. God bless you.